Whether you prefer a subtle smoky eye or frosted glam or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics gives all your festive looks a holiday glow. The thing I love about Thrive Cosmetics is that it's beauty that gives back. They donate products and funds to help communities thrive, and so I love knowing that every time I make a purchase, I am making a difference. My new favorite, this was on my five favorites last week, Sophie said it was on hers too, is their new impactful semi-permanent smoothing lipstick. Y'all, Thrive Cosmetics has nailed this. It is visibly fuller, smoother, nourished lips with a creamy satin finish. It's fade-free for up to 8 hours without bleeding or drying or settling into fine lines, which is one of my big problems. It's infused with moisturizing ingredients, so it feels so good to put on your lips, especially in the dry winter months, because it's got botanical oils and vitamin E, so it's always comfortable. I have fallen in love with the shade Maya for just the right pop of red that's red but not too red. Or Eileen is a great neutral everyday shade, but there are 12 shades to choose from natural everyday tones to vibrant statement making colors, so you can find the one that's right for you. Cozy up your look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 20% off your first order.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 366 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I have a lot to say about the coaching changes that happened this past weekend. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about the Iron Bowl. So we're glad you're here for all of it. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episodes are a really fun pretend holiday party episode, as well as our latest book club episode. So we would love for you to be a part of what's happening over there if you haven't done that yet. And as always, our Amazon shop is there for you to see some of the things that we love and love to use. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 366. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We have next to nothing to discuss this week. It's just what a slow news weekend we've had.
Has anything happened? Has anything happened?
You know what delights me so much about the events of, say, let's just say the last 48 to 72 hours?
Yeah.
What really delights me about it, and if you don't know, we're talking about the coaching situations at our respective institutions,
mm-hmm.
Is that it once again, it's all happened together. So yeah. It was like we played a game together. Our mm-hmm. coaches were fired together. We've yep. walked through coaching searches together. Mm-hmm. And then you have been through not one, but two hires.
Listen,
over the weekend, I just have had one. Yeah. I just have had one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you know, and that's a normal coaching update. I'm going to say that by the time I finished watching the Iron Bowl, which we'll talk about that in a little bit, yeah. but I watched the Iron Bowl and that miraculous last play that Alabama had to win the game. And I was like, college football doesn't get any crazier than this. And then I'm going to tell you that college football said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're about to get crazier.
Hold my beer, Mark Stoops, is what it said.
I mean, okay, I'm going to give y'all a behind the scenes is what I'm going to say, because here's okay. some things that y'all need to know. I'm going to tell you that on Tuesday of last week, so before Thanksgiving, I had somebody message me.
What's going on with your phone, Melanie? Who's texting you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't even hear it because I'm moving it off the desk.
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm going to tell you that on Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday of last week before Thanksgiving, you know, I'm going on TechZags every day. I'm looking at the coaching updates. Who are we getting? The rumors. And, you know, y'all, the rumors were everywhere. We were going to get Ryan Day. Dabo Swinney was coming. I mean, somebody said Kirby Smart. I was like, y'all, come on. Kirby Smart is not leaving Georgia to come to A&M. Get over yourself. So all these rumors, somebody who has some, who I knew would have some inside information into, and I will not reveal this person, but somebody I knew would have some inside information messaged me and said, hey, I'm real sad that people on TechZags are talking about Mark Stoops. And I was like, that's weird. Nobody's talking about Mark Stoops. Like, I went back on TechZags and I was like, nobody's talking about Mark Stoops. Now I believe that that person was trying to give me a heads up is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because that name came out of nowhere. Well, then Friday night, Billy Luigi, who runs TechZags, he posted a coaching update and he waited. Like, he had said, I'm going to post it in the afternoon. And then he waited all afternoon and he said, I'm going to wait because I'm not ready for the firestorm. Well, he posted it like 11 o'clock Friday night. And in that article, what he said was, keep an eye on Mark Stoops. Because this looks like this could be happening.
Okay. Well, now, for people who don't follow college football.
Yes.
Mark Stoops is currently the head football coach at the University of Kentucky.
Yes.
So, but not a direction probably most people would have expected that the Aggies would go in. He's done a great job at Kentucky. They've not had a they've not had their best season this year, but, but like you could have said to me, name 20 people you think the Aggies will pursue for this job. Mark Stoops would not have been on my list. Not that he's not a good coach. I just wouldn't have thought it was a place y'all would look to for answers.
No. Well, and for one thing, that he's getting paid $9 million a year at Kentucky. So, so I guess we just decided we were going to pay Mark Stoops. And y'all, here's what you also need to know. He's 33-55 in the SEC. He's under 500 in SEC top, like, 25 opponents. Like, he's had two 10-win seasons in, like, 13 years at Kentucky. And I get that Kentucky's a basketball school, but what I'm saying is he's not a candidate that anybody was going to get excited about. And so why we all of a sudden... So Billy Luigi posts that report. He says Mark Stoops. He throws out Mike Elko. He throws out some other... He's like, there are some other rumors. He kind of ends it with this whole, and somebody from Mississippi just said Lane Kiffin is a done deal. Kind of. So there were a lot of names. Here's the deal. Everybody thought that was a smokescreen because what everybody thought is, no way are we hiring Mark Stoops. So there was no firestorm. Like there was nobody.
Not yet. Not yet.
Nobody. Everybody was like, whatever. That's Billy. We're waiting to see if Ryan Day loses to Michigan. We're waiting to see what happens with DeBeer at Washington. We're talking to Jed Fish. There are other people out there. Surely this is not it. So nobody freaked out.
And then, also, you probably think, you know what? There's a whole lot of big games tomorrow. They've got to be so careful about what they say.
Yes. Because
you can't mess up somebody's last big regular season game by throwing a bunch of speculation on them. So it makes sense. Like, we're just trying to cast a really wide net, shine the light in a lot of different directions.
Exactly. And that's
how strategery.
It is strategery. It's media strategery. And so that's what I think everybody thought was happening. Then all of a sudden, sometime after the Iron Bowl was over, about 8 o'clock, people start, and Billy Luigi puts up an article on TechZags that says, I'm hearing that it's a done deal. Stoops is coming to A&M. And I am going to tell you that I have never in my life seen a response. Like the amount of times that TechZags started to crash and would not load on my computer, the despondency that people felt, the way that my text messages were blowing up, the way everybody just like, all of a sudden, everybody was like, I'm done. I'm giving back my season tickets. This is the end. This is the final nail in the coffin. It was like unbelievable outrage that I, to a level I've never seen. I think it was worse than when Tennessee tried to hire Schiano or whatever his name is. I mean,
yeah, it was. And I will say, just my only interaction was with you and Twitter.
Yes.
Listen, it's always going to be Twitter to me. I don't care what he wants to call it. It's Twitter.
Yeah.
And so, Mel, we were texting about something different, and you were like, hold on. They just said on TechZags that we're hiring Stoops, and I'm sick to my stomach or something like that.
And yeah. And then I will say, Twitter's really good during college football season in general.
It is.
It was made for a poorly thought out coaching decision.
Yes.
And I mean, it was, and it, listen, and it held true. It was still going on last night. I was so tickled laughing out loud last night reading Twitter.
Here's something that I remember that I hated when Caroline was little is when I would buy her new PJs and within 2 weeks they were pilling and they'd lost their color and they were faded. Well, worry no more. There's Hannah Anderson. This podcast is sponsored by Hannah Anderson. Hannah Anderson is a premium, sustainable clothing brand for kids, and they design their clothes to be play and maximum comfort so you can let your kids be kids stress-free. If you're looking for the perfect holiday card outfit, the original family matching PJ brand, Hannah Anderson has everything the whole family needs for the holidays, from cute matching sets for your toddlers to cozy nightwear for your older kiddos. Hannah Anderson has a collection that will make bedtime your kids' favorite part of the day. How do they do it? It's all about the quality. Y'all, their super soft cotton is the best on the market. It's eczema friendly. It looks like new wash after wash. It's made to last for years. I'm telling you, Caroline's Hannah Anderson stuff were the things that I could hand down, and they still looked brand new. Plus, from Bluey to the Grinch to Disney princesses and more, Hannah Anderson has all your kids' favorite characters and all their signature styles. And if you've ever wondered why children's brands make clothing sizes by age, not height, Hannah Anderson did. And that's why everything they make is designed to fit your child's height. Plus, they have fold-down cuffs to give kids a greater fit for longer, and they use limited buttons and zippers so little ones can independently dress themselves. That's a win for all of us. To get holiday ready, visit hannahanderson.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO for 20% off your first order. That's hannahanderson.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO for 20% off your first order. Trust me, your little ones will thank you. Offer not valid during site-wide sales.
So, Tex-Ags is in a meltdown.
Tex-Ags is in a meltdown. It's like Billy Lucci said on his podcast yesterday as he was kind of breaking down everything that happened. He said it was like we collectively stuck our fingers in a 20,000 volt light socket. It blew up. And he said there are not a lot of times that it requires this, but it was like a social media. I mean, people were posting the emails of all of our board of regents, of Ross Bjork, of our president. They were like, this has to be stopped. This cannot happen. I mean, like this is a terrible move. What are we doing? And then people started to say, I know, then you get the rumors. I know somebody on the board of regents and they didn't know about this hire. Like they didn't know about it. And this is da 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 da. So then you start seeing that where people are like, this is happening. And by about 11 o'clock Saturday night, all of a sudden it was like, so Mark Stoops is staying at Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
And Mark Stoops, bless his heart, has to manage that from his side of things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, I think I'm just going to stay. We beat Louisville today. I can't leave this place.
Yeah.
And I mean, he has to save face somehow. I do feel for him from that perspective.
Yeah.
But suddenly he's like, never you mind, Kentucky has not offered him an additional nickel to stay put.
Nope.
But he's going to stay at Kentucky. And so then the internet blows up again. Because y'all essentially stopped him from being hired at A&M. I mean, has Ross Bjork slept in the last 6 days? I would venture to say no.
I would hope not, because I'm going to tell you, I have a new verb and it's called Bjorked. And I'm going to tell you that what happened was Saturday night. We almost got Bjorked. But he underestimated was the 12th man, because I'm going to tell you, on the field and off the field, we get stuff done. And people did not like that hire, and we fought for it. And listen, I don't think that you need to ever listen to the social media mob about something. Like, I think that this was an extreme case, but I think if there was ever a time to take the temperature of a fan base and go, this is going to be disastrous. And I think the other thing that started happening is you started having players that were tweeting saying, we don't want him. Like, this is not our guy. This is like, and all of a sudden you're looking, so what we were hoping to do is to bring in a good coach who could get together most of our existing roster and coach them up. And what you're now looking at is you're going to bring in Stoops from Kentucky for $9 million. And he's going to have to rebuild an entire program because most people are leaving. Yeah. Like, that becomes a whole different deal. And you want to talk about Stoop the bed. I mean, I'm like, you can't.
Well, So the other part of this was interesting, though, that was interesting to me was the other fan bases that were weighing in on what y'all were doing.
Yes.
And they were saying, A&M does not know what they're doing. Stoops would do it. Well, look what he's done at Kentucky. He would do a great job with the resources there. And I wanted to say, they don't care.
No. Nope.
What the rest of the college football fans might think. They,
nope.
they are unconcerned with outside opinions on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so intrigued and also puzzled by how you get to the point where it's been so universally clear what the fan base was hoping for,
yes.
Which was Elijah Robinson or Mike Elko,
yep.
Or like somebody with a different, I don't know if skill set's the right word, but just something different.
Yeah.
And then you take a hard left and you're like, you know, here's our guy. But whoever leaked it was brilliant because I think probably in the end, it enabled the fan base to communicate some things to the decision.
I agree. And I don't think he'll ever say this, and he would deny it. And people started saying, well, it got out because Mark Stoops was telling people at Kentucky he was leaving. I think Billy Lucci was smart like a fox and posted that article just at the right time. And mm-hmm. It was before anything was signed. And I think he knew because he had alluded to the firestorm on Friday night. And I think he knew when people realized this was actually happening that it was going to be a complete firestorm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Texag saved Aggie football is what I'm going to tell you. That's my theory. People have asked. I think that Texag saved Aggie football because I think Stoops would have been he would have been like Kmart Jimbo is what I'm going to tell you. Like it just, I mean, and nothing against him, but I'm just like, it's just more of the same. And like, and so, you know, so then not even 24 hours, we announced, guess who the new coach at Texas A&M is?
Mike Elko
from Duke. He was our defensive coordinator under Jimbo's first 4 years. We had a top-ranked defense while he was there. I'm excited about him. I think he's a great, solid candidate. I think that he's going to run a good program. I think that he was able to see with Jimbo where things could have been better. And so I have hopes. I think this is the kind of hire that we needed. I was not one that was like, oh, I want to hire Ryan Day or Dabo or whatever. That just feels like – because I think unless you're talking about a Saban or even like maybe a Kirby Smart, like I just think in the coaching economy, like so much of it is the chemistry of the coordinators you get and your team. And there's so many intangibles there that I don't think there's some like home run hire that you can necessarily make. I think it's all kind of a gamble. So on that note, Mississippi State.
Yes. Well, let me just say this. Last night, I don't know the individuals responsible for this content,
mm-hmm.
but the person who put together, I mean, the people who were tweeting about their their memories of the Stoops era at A&M, but the person who put a singular photo up with I Will Remember You playing in the background, it's just a singular photo of Mark Stoops, and I think a photoshopped A&M shirt. Because, you know, there are probably like 4 to 5 fans per school who kind of make it their full-time job to Photoshop their team's
for sure.
clothing onto candidates so that, you know, we can get a feel for that. So I really love that. That was very entertaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
And State last night, State's new football coach is Jeff Lebby. He was the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. And they flew into Starkville last night about 7. There was a big reception at the airport. Mm-hmm. And the players put Zach Selman, who was the AD, up on their shoulders. Like the players seemed excited about it. The fans seemed excited about it. I'm glad they handled the search the way they handled the search.
Yes, with decency and respect and common sense.
I think that Zach Selman seemed to conduct a really good search. I trust that he's been thorough.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Jeff Lebby seems excited to have the opportunity, and I think our players seem excited about it. So I think those are all thumbs up.
I think that's good. And that to me was the biggest thing, because I think Elko, because he was our defensive coordinator, and so Elijah Robinson has coached under him, and so that feels like, and I'm hearing that he's going to actually promote Elijah Robinson to defensive coordinator, which I think would be great. And I think the players were super excited about it. I think a lot of them, I mean, a lot of former players were saying, I want to come back and use my COVID year now that Elko's back.
This Christmas, you can unwrap inspiration with super fun science, technology, and art projects for kids with KiwiCo. There's 9 different subscription options for different ages and subjects, so there really is something for every kid. When you give KiwiCo, it's so much more than just a box of toys. It's the gift of discovery through hands-on experiences that give kids the tools to learn about topics they love, from dinosaurs to rocket ships. Tis the season for serious fun. KiwiCo delivers seriously fun, hands-on projects that inspire a lifelong love of learning. It sparks creative confidence for ongoing tinkering and experimentation. You can buy a robot, but isn't it more fun to build your own? KiwiCo is really the gift that will keep giving all year long. The crates are fun, they're stress-free, so you can enjoy quality time with your kids by tackling projects together without having to go buy a bunch of materials. They are delivered to you. Discover hands-on fun with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/bigboo. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/bigboo.
And I think that's a big part of it. I mean, you know, I think you've got to have somebody. I mean, I know you can't let the players run everything, but I think you've got to have somebody, because they know. I mean, they know the ins and outs. And so, overall, I feel like it's a good hire, and we'll see what happens. So, it's the coaching carousel. But I mean, I'm telling you, by the time it was all over, I was like, oh, and we lost our game to LSU. Like, it just that all.
Yeah.
It was like, man, okay. So, I mean, I'd forgotten that there had even been football played.
Right. Right. Did we play a game?
Yeah.
This past weekend? I don't really remember.
Yeah.
So how was Thanksgiving just in general for the Shankles?
It was good. We had a nice Thanksgiving. I mean, Caroline got home on Monday afternoon, and we just did a lot of hanging out and shopping and online shopping and kind of just whatever. And then I'm trying to think. And then she helped me cook. Oh, because the lady fingers, I've posted about that. Listen, I see how many lives I've lived. I mean, I couldn't find the lady fingers. We had to find a recipe for homemade lady fingers. I'm going to say that they were fine. They were serviceable. I will be setting an alarm on my calendar next year to order lady fingers on October 30th from Amazon. And I'll pay the $50, because these were a little dense. Like Perry said, it's kind of hard to cut through them. Like they were just a little.
Was it more like a meringue? Maybe.
It was kind of like, I don't know what Perry said. I don't know how they're still like this. They've been soaking in this pudding for hours. And I was like,
they have a lot of egg whites in them. A
lot of egg whites. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of, the recipe was the most meticulous, where it was like using a very clean bowl. Whip 6 egg whites until just whatever, with half a cup of sugar minus 2 teaspoons. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to get this right. There's no way. And then you had to fold stuff in. And I know I'm an overfolder. You know, I'm not a delicate folder. And so,
Sure. You're an aggressive folder.
Yes, we had some good laughs about that, and did that, and we cooked, and then Mimi and Bops came over for Thanksgiving, and we had a great time with them, and then we went to the ranch on Friday, and that was fun, and so it was good. It was just a good relaxing, and then we watched football on Saturday, and we all know how that went. So what about y'all?
We also had a good one. We went Wednesday night. We played bingo together at, I think I mentioned last week that the country club was having like a bingo night.
Yeah.
We did that. None of us were victorious. Okay. I was a little salty about it, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. And so we did that. And then we had dinner on Thursday. And then of course the Egg Bowl Thursday night. And honestly, I mean, Ole Miss won, but State played really well.
They were
in it.
Yeah.
It was competitive. It was, it was a good game to watch. The crowd was in it. So at the end of the day, I didn't feel horrible about it.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, my sister and Alex and Daddy and I went to Starkville and went to see the Bulldogs play basketball. They were playing Nichols. And that was super fun, because Emma Kate was there with her daddy.
Oh, that's fun.
And And nobody can make my daddy almost giggle the way that Emma Kate can. She just gets right in his face and just oh, Mr. Bobby. And so anyway, so that was fun, and just got to see some different friends who were there. And then we came home. I was wiped out by Friday night. And then Saturday, I decorated the big tree that goes in the living room and watched football. And I'm going out of town later this week, so I washed a bunch of clothes and folded and all that kind of stuff. But it was just easy. Just Alex ended up going back to school Saturday afternoon. And so, I don't know, it was been kind of a relaxing last couple of days. So I'm trying to get ready to go out of town.
Okay.
And, but all in all, I would say thumbs up. David was off all last week, so.
Okay.
You know, it was just easy breezy.
Yeah.
Good family time. So
that's good. Yeah. We did go get our Christmas tree. So, you know, I had bought an artificial tree for the bedroom last year. We went and got a real tree while Caroline was home. And I was like, this is early, because Thanksgiving was earlier than normal. So I don't feel great about it still being alive by Christmas, you know?
Right. Like, yeah. It's going to be a little dry by then, probably.
A little dry, but it's real cute right now. But I'm going to tell you that they think a lot about live trees this year, that I'm going to say that
I've heard that.
Oh my gosh. Like, really, like, we walked in and Caroline Perry was like, oh, we love a real tree. We like a real tree. But I was like, y'all, like, we could buy a really nice artificial tree for what we're about to pay for this tree that we're going to throw out on the curb in 25 days. Like, yeah. I mean, so I don't know that I'm going to do that again. And really, the kind that we got, it doesn't smell like a Christmas tree. So I'm like, I don't, you know, it's fine. But I'm just like, what are we doing? I mean, this markup is insane. I don't know I don't know what's happening in the tree industry, but apparently some inflation.
Well, okay. So the Iron Bowl, let's talk about it.
My gosh.
This holiday season, I want to give a gift to my loved ones that makes them feel special and unique, just like the relationships we share. And that's why I'm giving everyone I care about StoryWorth. Y'all, I love StoryWorth. It's an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that you can't buy in the stores that connects you to those who matter most. So every week, StoryWorth emails your relative or friend with a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. So they're unique prompts, and they ask questions that maybe you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? And then after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles all your loved one's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Reading the weekly stories will help connect you with the loved ones, no matter how near or far apart you are. And it's just a special gift that you can hand down and have something that you can treasure year after year. With StoryWorth, I am giving those I love most a thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to StoryWorth.com/BigBoo and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/BigBoo to save $10 on your first purchase.
I mean, first of all, I have never felt for a fan base.
Okay, that's exactly right. I don't take on other people's emotions much. Mm-mm. I took that on a little bit. I took it on. It was too familiar.
Yes.
It was an experience that too closely mirrored my own so many times.
Yep.
The heartbreak of that. Now, I want to say this, though, because, and I said this about 14 times while we were watching the game. Mm-hmm. There is something about Auburn when their stadium is full.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, it's Thanksgiving break. That whole student section is back. They're in it.
Yep.
They've got the shakers. There's something about the way that translates to television that is magical.
I agree.
It's magical. It's like you put college football in a tiny little capsule, and that's what it would be.
Yeah. It's so true.
The sound of Jordan Hare in a game like that. Mm-hmm. So that part was super fun to watch. And, you know, and I can kind of watch the Iron Bowl like, oh, look, they scored. Oh, look, they scored.
Yes.
You know, like, I don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just, oh my gosh, the last 5 minutes of that game were bananas.
bananas. I mean, it was completely bananas. It was all the reasons why we love college football, but yes. Oh my gosh. I mean, I think it would have killed me had I had a dog in the fight. I don't think that I would be here speaking today. Like it was...
No. Well, at one point, that when they cut to the Auburn fans at the end of the game, oh. And there was a girl crying, and it was somebody we know. Who, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, look, it's so-and-so. And Alex was like, oh my gosh, it really is so-and-so. Mm. And I just, oh, it was, what a heartbreaking mm-hmm. ending, but also what a brilliant ending. I mean, what an incredible.
Oh,
and in fairness, Jalen Milroe had approximately, I don't know, 6 to 8 minutes to throw that ball.
Yeah, it felt he did. Like. He did. Yeah. Yeah. He did.
But I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be surprised to hear me talk about this, but Auburn played an incredible game. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they were so impressive. And they yep. had Jalen Milroe kind of out of sorts all day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about him coming in at the end of this game,
yeah.
for him to have the composure and kind of the wherewithal in the yeah. middle of all that, like Auburn is about to win it.
Yeah.
And somehow he completes that pass.
I don't
even get it. I don't even know how. No. I don't even know how. It's just, it's a testament to, I feel like, how he has grown and developed over the course yep. of the season. Because I don't think he makes that pass at the beginning of the year.
No, not in a million years. I mean, I think you run that back 100 times and 99 times you're not making that pass. I mean, a 4th and 31, like
4th and 31. And I believe I'll score a touchdown.
Yeah. I mean,
4th and 31, just crazy.
Crazy.
So, but it was like watching, I mean, the stadium, which had just been electric. It mm-hmm. was like somebody turned the lights off.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Just man.
Uh-huh.
Just a heartbreaker.
Yeah. It was foreshadowing for what Tex-Aggs looked like 2 hours later when Mark Stoops was announced as our coach. Just the devastation, just the tears. I mean, I felt for those Auburn fans. I was like, oh my gosh, this is, I mean, because to lose to a rival too, I mean, it's any loss like that is gut-wrenching, but when it's your arch rival who yeah. is, you know, ranked in the top 10 and you've had a really tough year and you're about to beat them and your team has done everything. I mean, just what a gut yeah. punch.
What a gut punch. And to add insult to injury, I mean, again, I don't have a dog in that fight, but mm-hmm. we got to listen to Gary Danielson.
You know,
we got to listen to Gary Danielson yeah. talk about it after. I just, yeah. oh my gosh.
No, yeah. that's enough to put, nobody should have to deal with that misery. Nobody should. Auburn fans, I feel for you.
I did see, and they've done some good things on social media with that last play. Like setting it to the My Heart Will Go On.
Yes.
Somebody had set it to Creed's Higher last night. Then somebody posted there were some Japanese announcers who were calling it.
Oh gosh. And
like it was crazy. It mm-hmm. was crazy. But as far as a really enjoyable game watching experience, I'll give it to Auburn and Alabama. They delivered.
Yeah.
It was really an incredible game.
Yeah. So. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So, and we were at the end of the regular season, which is yeah. hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. Listen, I feel like I've lived a million lives this season. I mean, mm-hmm. we've survived a coaching change. We've survived a 7-5 season. But, you know, we've rebounded from our 5-7 season last year. So there's that.
Well, that's us. I mean, hello, we're 5-7.
Yeah. AG1 is the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it first thing every morning. Y'all know that I'm always looking for ways to improve my health, especially as I'm getting older, and I love that I've made the switch to AG1. It is so much easier than taking the 72 different pills that I was sorting out every single day. Every scoop of AG1 is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients of high quality that have given me major benefits like gut and mood support, boosted energy, even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. I gave it a try because I was so tired of taking all those different vitamins, and now I drink AG1. Perry drinks it. Caroline drinks it. We think it gives us more energy throughout the day. It certainly has boosted our immune system. during this time of year when your immune system needs all the support it can get. AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to complicate your routine. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo.
The other kind of viewing highlight for me over the break, besides the football, mm-hmm. was I watched on Netflix earlier. Well, I guess it was early last week. I watched the Robbie Williams documentary, which Robbie Williams is a pop star from England who had some hits in the 90s and early 2000s. And then he was in a boy band and then he went solo and then he tried to make it over here. And he remains like a really big deal in Europe and other countries. But there's a four part documentary about his career and his kind of his struggles with fame that's mm-hmm. on Netflix. And it is so good.
Okay.
It's just really such a testament to the fact that the human soul and the human heart are not meant to bear that kind of attention, that kind of fame, that kind of notoriety. And then to kind of watch how he worked his way through all that, because he had people who were filming him behind the scenes for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. So kind of like the Beckham documentary, you've got all kinds of, you know, footage from the specific times they're talking about.
Yeah.
And so what you get are his reactions to those particular points along the road, and it's mm-hmm. really interesting, really compelling.
Okay.
Kind of sad at yeah. times, but I thought ultimately so redemptive and inspiring. So that's a big thumbs up for me.
Okay, that's good. Now, I finally finished. A lot of people had messaged me and recommended reading a book. It's a memoir, and it's called How to Stay Married by Harrison Scott Key.
Oh, that's next up for me.
Listen, I loved it. First of all, I wish that you could appreciate when your college daughter comes home on a Monday and is like, why are you reading a book called How to Stay Married? Like, it caused some, she's like, what is this? What's happening? And I was like, no, it's a memoir. I loved it. I had never read anything by him before. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I have never read anything by him. I love this book. It was so raw. It was so honest. It's basically the story of his wife having an affair and how they handle that and walk through that. And he's told this story with his wife's permission. She even writes some in the end. But man, I thought it was such a well done book. I thought it was redemptive. It was hard. It was raw. It was honest. I feel like it was very, very true to what marriage is and how hard okay. marriage can be and the things that we walk through when you try to fight for that relationship and the ways that we can come into something so damaged and the way that damage ripples if we haven't gotten healthy. It's yes. highly, highly recommended for, okay. for reading. So
I can't wait. I bought it because so many people.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was recommended to me over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I bought it and I'm going to read it.
Yeah. I think it might be a good one. I know we started last year with a memoir, but I think it might be a great January book club pick. So just keep that in mind because I just think there's a lot of good discussion there and a lot of, just commentary on, and it's kind of on faith and on marriage and on just a lot of the human experience. I really liked it, but told in a really well-written, funny way.
Okay. I'm excited to read it.
Yeah. You'll like it. Okay. So, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites.
And yay.
I don't, as we record this, y'all, it is Cyber Monday.
Oh,
can we even keep up with all the emails?
No.
I every time I check my email, I feel like I'm clearing out 60, 65. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. So anyway, here are five quick favorites from the last couple of weeks for me. One is what it's called on Amazon is the 2023 fall casual oversized sweater.
Of course it is.
And I'm going to tell you, it's a good one. Okay. It's a lightweight cotton. It's not a super heavy sweater. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a sweater you could layer. Comes in as Martha would say, in lots of patterns.
Okay.
It comes in lots of different patterns.
Uh-huh. And oh, it's real cute.
Some are more graphic. Some are, just plain sweaters. But anyway, it's really cute. It's long enough that you could wear it with pretty much whatever you wanted to, but it's not like mid-thigh long, it's just long enough. So anyway, it's cute and it comes in fun colors and I'm a fan. The next one is, I can't remember. Oh, now I ran across these the other day and I immediately thought, oh, I'm putting these in my Chex Mix when I make Chex Mix.
Mm-hmm.
Snack Factory Spicy Ranch Pretzel Bites. So, the Snack Factory pretzels or the thin pretzels. These are tiny. They're little bite-sized pretzels.
Yeah.
And they have the most delicious kind of spicy, ranchy seasoning on them. And they're so good. And they're super crunchy. And you know how I feel about crunch. It's my favorite.
Yes.
My favorite thing in a snack. And so, anyway, these are great. I'm putting a link to them on Amazon, but you may be able to find them just in your grocery store. But just like I did the Dots pretzels in my Chex Mix last year, I'm going to do a batch with these in there this time. Okay. I think they're delicious.
I think I'm going to do same.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Third thing is new to me, but probably not to all of you, but my friend Heather mentioned this to me a couple of months ago, and I was like, oh, I want to try that. It's the Laura Mercier Ultra Blur Loose Setting Powder with Hyaluronic Acid.
Oh.
And I didn't know if my loose powder days were behind me or not, because,
it settles.
It settles. It can be tricky. This is unbelievable. This powder, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like it hits your skin and it disappears. It goes, it goes away. It gives a finish to your makeup that you can't even believe. And I know it doesn't like literally blur, but golly, it's the prettiest. It feels like you almost put a filter on your face.
You just said the magic words.
I love it. And it doesn't get in there and crinkle. Like it's very, very, very fine. So it's almost like a dusting more than anything else. And it's not big enough to settle. I love it. I love it.
All right.
So,
okay. Add to cart.
It's really good. And it's been a long time. I've tried like lots of different powders. I'd kind of relegated myself to just using pressed powder when I wanted to kind of finish everything off. But this has won me over. It's phenomenal. So, yay for that. Okay.
All right. Score.
The next thing, Melanie knows, I love a bag. I feel like there's always a new and better bag or a different bag, or we need a specific bag for these purposes. Mm-hmm. And this is a really cute bag that honestly would be such a fun Christmas gift, but it's the New Day Silver Tote. Now, this bag does not come with a strap, so you'd have to go find it has a place where you can hook a strap, but you'll have to go find your little, your little, fun little strap if you want to wear it as a shoulder bag or a crossbody. But the handles on this bag, I'm fascinated with them. It's almost like they've got a little foam in there. They're just so cushy. I just really love it. I love the pop of silver. Metallic stuff's everywhere right now, and sequin stuff is everywhere. And so this is just a good little affordable, kind of shiny, shimmery bag. You could use it the holidays, or you could use it, in January if you want to, just because you need something to put a little pep in your step. But it's not super tricked out or anything like that. It's just a fun way to embrace this current metallic trend. And it comes in colors besides silver too.
And then super cute.
The last thing, I laughed the other night because I thought one of the first Christmases David and I were married, Puffer Vest came in like full speed ahead at Gap, and they put a bunch on sale for $9.99, and everybody in our family got a puffer vest that year because we didn't have a lot of money. And so that was a great gift option. So puffer vests are back, And Free People's got a really cute one, and Amazon has a really cute Free People dupe. It's just called, I have said it's a puffer vest Free People dupe, but that's not what it's really called. It's called the Women Winter Oversized Puffer Vest Lightweight Stand Collar Fly Sleeve.
Okay.
And a bunch of other words. But here's what I'm going to say. It's really cute. It's slightly oversized. I love the little piece that kind of comes over your shoulders. I don't know that keeps you any more warm, but yeah, from a fashion perspective, it's darling. And then they just have some really good colors. Some are neutral. Then that one bright fuchsia one that, as you can imagine, I'm tempted. I'm so tempted with the fuchsia.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, just a good little puffer vest that's not quite as expensive as the Free People would make a great gift and would be so cute, you know, to wear in a variety of ways or to a variety of places. So,
well, that is super cute. Those are great favorites.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Mm-hmm. You are so welcome. Thank you for those. And stay tuned for, I mean, I think at this point, surely, I mean, I don't know what else could happen in college football at this point.
I can't even think. I'm just about to my limit with sporting news right now, but
yeah, kind of full up. I've kind of already turned my attention to basketball, and I know y'all's team is off to a great start. Our team is off to a great start, and so it feels like basketball has come in just the nick of time to give us a little pep in our sporting step.
Yes. I saw this morning somebody had ranked the SEC. They'd done their own little, I don't know what their system was, but they had us as one and y'all as two ahead of Tennessee. Okay. And I'm trying to remember who four was. But anyway, I thought, well, this could be a very enjoyable year for the two of us in college basketball.
Yes, it could.
So,
yes, it could. Bring it on. Mm-hmm. We're ready.
We're ready. All right, y'all. Well, thanks as always for being with us. We'll be back next week. And I will have been on a trip by the time I get back next week, so we can talk about that. And hopefully we'll still have the same two coaches we have right now.
Lord willing.
Lord willing. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.